I met him early Saturday night in the Globe pool room and talked to him sometime. My brother and a friend of Gant's, named White, were playing a game of pool. Gant does not play, and we sat down and watched my brother and White. About 10 o'clock, Gant and myself strolled out of the pool room and walked around. We went a block or two out Whitehall Street, then turned and came back, walking back to Alabama Street and up Alabama to Broad Street. I told Gant that I was going to catch a car, and he said he would go back to the pool room. I noticed that he walked up Broad Street. My car came along, and I went home. I caught the 10:30 o'clock car, had started west. In the course of our conversation, Gant told me that he had left Atlanta to go to San Francisco and had gotten as far as St. Louis, but had been held up there several days on account of high water. He said he then changed his mind and came back to Atlanta. He also told me that he probably would go to farming, that his mother had offered to give him a 500-acre farm near Marietta. That Gant could have met the Fagan girl later in the night and committed the crime appears improbable to me, as most of his conversation was about him preparing to get married in August. He seemed to be very much in love with the young lady. Our meeting Saturday night was accidental. I had not seen him for 3 or 4 weeks and asked him where he had been. He then told me of going to St. Louis.